Here's our buddy Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star. Any sympathy for the Yankees if they end up with high 90s, even 100 wins, but start on the road for a wild card game?
Well, I think the advantage they have is they've got three against the Jays this weekend, so that'll give them a step up on the A's going down the stretch. So, no, I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I guess it is impossible to feel sorry for them, and you're right. Boston just swept the Jays, and the Jays have, what, 15, 16 games left. Do you expect them to get to 70 wins, or do you think they're just going to mail it in here and that's it?
Yeah, no, it's not just mail it in Friday. It's mail it in 7 days a week right now.
Right.
And I think that 69, 68 wins is reasonable. I mean, they're putting all their young players out on the field on purpose, and those young players are trying their best. But especially with the pitching staff, especially with the starting pitchers, very difficult. And they have a tremendously tough schedule down the stretch with the Yankees, Astros, Tampa, who kills them all the time. And the only soft spot is the Orioles. And other than that, they're all winning teams.
With Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star.
Shouldn't a motivation... the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Brian, is the
other. Well, the Rays are having a great run, right. But
yeah,
they're not.
But shouldn't that be a motivation for Jays fans? You talk about teams with star power. The Oakland Athletics and the Tampa Bay Rays, I mean, there's star power lost, and they still find a way to put a team on the field that competes. Shouldn't the Jays fans be thinking, okay, there's some star power gone, but shouldn't we be able to somehow in the next couple of years put a team together?
Absolutely. I mean, there's three teams in the bottom 10 of team payrolls in Major League Baseball, Milwaukee and Oakland, and they're in it. They're going to the playoffs with teams in the bottom 10 of payroll. And mm-hmm. I look back at Tampa Bay, and they had a run of three straight seasons where they didn't have a starting pitcher who was over 30 years old, who had reached 30 yet. They had three straight seasons. One of those, they went 97 and 65 and went to the World Series. So that's what Jays fans should be turning their attention to. I mean, they've been paying attention for years to the Red Sox and the Yankees, and now that's the wrong way for them to be looking. They should be looking at the teams that have won on a budget and won with younger players and say, hey, everyone's touting this farm system. Why can't we do that? And you're absolutely right. That's the way that they need to look. And I'm not saying it's going to happen in 2019, I see 2020, and we've talked about this before, 2020 is a year where they look around and say, what do we need to fill in the gaps? And then 2021, just from sitting next to Mark Shapiro, who a lot of times is hard to believe when he's talking about how this team's going to come back. But in this case, he was identifying and pinpointing 2021 with exactly the scenario that we've talked about on this show.
Well, when you look at the pieces they may have in place already, the infield, you can start to envision how it's going to look in two or three years. Rowdy Tellez at first, you got Gurriel Jr. at second, Bichette at short, Vladdy at third, Jansen behind the plate. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I might even flip Gurriel and Bichette second and short. Gurriel with the short throws from second has had difficulty. And people have always said that Bichette is destined to be somewhere else other than shortstop. So other than that, the names I agree with. Tellez could even be a valuable piece next season. And this is something. They're going to get under $100 million from 161, which is crazy when you think about it, going into next season. And they can do that just by giving somebody else Russ Martin to catch. There's a lot of teams that could use his experience and the fact that he's been to so many playoffs in so many years. And they eat everything except, say, $5 million. Or they make the other team only pay $5 million. They eat the rest. I mean, it's a savings on a guy that doesn't fit in to what they're trying to do moving forward. And they could get rid of Kendrys Morales in the same way, paying most of the payroll. And that would allow them to keep Rowdy Tellez for next season as well, and Justin Smoke. So, you know, there's creative ways, and I do believe they're going to be under $100 million next year, looking to compare themselves with the A's.
Always difficult to get a read on what we're seeing in September when a team is 35 and a half games out of the race. But Rowdy Tellez is a guy who made his mark in spring training a couple of years ago, and Jays fans were waiting for him to get here. And now he's a doubles machine. He's putting up numbers we haven't seen since the early 1900s. Is he the real deal? Are you buying it in terms of Rowdy Tellez?
I'm not buying it yet. I mean, every time he faces a left-handed pitcher, he swings a bat like Rowdy Roddy Piper. And, you know, until he gets that balance of being able to handle left-handed pitchers, I don't think that he's the guy to handle first base. But like I said, if he's in the major leagues as a platoon DH and an occasional first baseman in 2019, I think he's got a chance to develop. But I wouldn't count on him out of the gate in 2019, even if you are planning on fielding a younger team.
Griff, we talked about Tampa, we talked about Oakland. If you go to Houston, where they literally told their fans, we are going to be garbage for 3 years. I mean, what could you take away from that game plan? And can the Jays do it where, you know, they won the World Series last year, they're one of the favorites to win this year. Is it possible that they can say, we have enough coming in the future where we could be that team? Like, do you be that bad, or do you go the Oakland-Tampa route where it's like, maybe we can put something together in a couple of years, or it's just, we're going to be really bad and try to be what Houston is?
Well, I think what Houston did and what Detroit did in the first decade of this century are a different situation than the Jays, because the Jays haven't dropped to those depths. And I don't think
they're not far off, Griff, are they?
Yeah, they're tanking right now because they're playing those younger players. I think if they really tried, they could even get up to 72 wins.
But what's the sense of that?
Well, that's exactly right. What's the sense of that? But they haven't sunk as low as the Astros and the Tigers. And even when the Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series, it was their first season finishing above 500. And they caught lightning in a bottle. They had a bunch of good young players, especially pitchers. But I don't see the comparison with the Astros and the Blue Jays, because the Astros, you know, got all those draft picks, and you could see them year after year, the Carlos Correas and those guys that were coming up, Springer. And you could see that happening, and these guys were special players. And you look at the Jays, and they've been drafting 12th to 25th. They haven't had that advantage, so they're going to have to do it in a different way, with a total development of players and pitchers. And, you know, it's not going to be as dramatic if they ever do get back to the postseason in the next decade.
Thank you, Griff. Always appreciate it.
Okay, guys, anytime.
Richard Griffin of the Star joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.